it's Destiny. Welcome back. Today we're going to continue on with Chapter 3 of Bella and the Wondering House by Meg McKinley. That night, Bella couldn't sleep. It was late. Outside, the neighborhood was quiet. Moonlight streamed into the window, throwing strange shadows across the room. From where she lay, Bella began to count the stars that hung in the window. It was what she always did when she had trouble sleeping, marking off each familiar pinprick of light one by one. But tonight, some were missing. They had slipped out of view, beyond the window frame, and others had taken their place. She could see only half of Orion's belt now. And what were those two bright stars that had crept into the top right-hand corner? She rolled onto her back and looked up at the ceiling. There were stars up there, too. Tiny, glow-in-the-dark stickers that Granddad had stuck up there a few birthdays ago. It was the only time her present hadn't come in the post. Every year, Granddad insisted on posting his gift, even though he had always come over on her birthday. A girl should get a parcel in the post, he said. And he took extra care with the package, making it look all fancy, with a big ribbon that was tied in a bow and Miss Bella Carmichael written on the front in curly writing. But the stars were different. That year, he did a special home delivery, sneaking in to put them up while she was up at school. It took him hours because he didn't stick them just anywhere like most people did, but in their exact right places, as if they were really in the sky. The stars are important, he said. A girl should know where they are. Bella stared up at Orion's belt and smiled. It had been the best surprise, coming into her room that night to find the ceiling all aglow. Maybe, just for tonight, she could count these instead. One, she began. Two. She had reached 17 when she felt it. First, there was a gentle lift in the wind. Then shadows shifted all around her as the curtains billowed. Then came a soft creaking noise, a kind of low groaning. Those sounds had scared her when she first moved upstairs, but Dad said it was just the wood settling into place. The wood had come from one of Granddad's backyard piles, and it was old and weathered. They had painted it yellow, smoothing across the top with long sweeps of the roller. But sometimes little bits would flake off and you could see the pale blue that used to be hiding underneath. Bella was used to the wood by now, to the way it shifted and whispered in the night. It didn't frighten her anymore. 19, she went on. 20. And that was when the stars moved. No, not the stars. Not the stars. But the ceiling, the whole ceiling was moving, and the floor too. And now the sky was slipping past her window as the frame tilted this way and that. She sat up and grabbed at the bed frame. The house, she thought wildly. It's falling down. It was strange, though, because it was slow kind of falling, a gentle kind of falling. And then it was stranger still because her bed, which had begun to slide just slightly across the floor, came to a stop. It seemed to hesitate for a moment as if it were making up its mind about something. And then it began to move again, only in the other direction now. Back toward the wall as the floor and the walls and the window and the sky just tipped the other way. As the house stopped falling down and began falling up, Bella sat perfectly still, her hands curled tightly around the bed frame. What was happening? Was it an earthquake? She listened for footsteps, a door opening, for the sound of Mom and Dad coming up the stairs. They would know what this was. They would know what to do. But the only sound was the creaking of the wood and the squeaking of the bed as it continued to slide across the floor slowly, so slowly. Maybe she should call out, Mom, Dad, like she used to do when she was having a nightmare. When she did that, someone always came. Only, just now she wasn't sure that she wanted anyone to come. What was happening was strange and a bit scary, but it didn't feel like a nightmare. There was something mysterious and exciting about it, something that made her want to keep it for herself. Keep an eye on it, Granddad had said, and so she would. She peeled her fingers slowly away from the bed frame. She swung her legs out over the wooden floorboards, reaching down with one foot and then the other. As the floor rolled beneath her, she wobbled her way across the room, holding her arms out for balance like a tightrope walker. When she reached the window, she blinked. Once, twice, maybe a dozen times. It must be a dream. It isn't a dream. Streetlights and houses slipped past, framed in the window like a strange silent movie. The neighbor's place, the flats, the tiny park at the end of the street. Beneath Bella's feet, the woods seemed to hum, smooth and cool and secret. She squeezed her eyes tight shut and then opened them wide. She pressed her face to the glass, her heart pounding in her chest. It isn't a dream. It wasn't. The house was moving. All right, that's the end of the chapter. Come back tomorrow for chapter 4. I hope that you're enjoying this story so far and that you continue to listen to it. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye! Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I created a Gmail account so that you could send me emails. I would love to hear where you're listening from. Anything that you would like to tell me, I'm open to reading your emails about it. And also, if you have any book recommendations, I would love to hear them. I'm going to let you know what it is right now. Are you ready? It's the title of the podcast, Beloved Children's Books at gmail.com. Again, Beloved Children's Books at gmail.com. I hope to hear from you soon.